మే మనసి ప్రతిష్ఠిత మనో మే వాచి ప్రతిష్ఠితం ఆవిరావీర్మేధి వేదస్య మాణీస్థః శృతం మే మా ప్రహాసీ అనేనాధీతేన అహోరాత్రాన్ సందధామి ఋతం వదిష్యామి సత్యం వదిష్యామి తన్మామవతు తద్వక్తారమవతు అవతు మాం అవతు వక్తారమవతు వక్తారం. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి.
టుడే ఐ విల్ గివ్ యూ ఎ సమ్మరీ ఆఫ్ ఐతరేయోపనిషత్. దిస్ ఉపనిషత్ బిలాంగ్స్ టు ఋగ్వేద, దేర్ఫోర్ ఋగ్వేదీయ శాంతి పాఠ కమ్స్ హియర్. వాంగ్ మే మనసి ప్రతిష్ఠిత. దిస్ శాంతి పాఠ ఈస్ మెంట్ ఫర్ జ్ఞాన యోగ్యత ప్రాప్తి, జ్ఞాన ప్రాప్తి అండ్ జ్ఞాన నిష్టా ప్రాప్త్యర్థం, విఘ్న నివారణార్థం. మీన్స్ దిస్ ప్రేయర్ ఈజ్ చాంటెడ్ బై ది స్టూడెంట్ ఫర్ ది సేక్ ఆఫ్ ఎలిజిబిలిటీ, టు గెట్ ద ఎలిజిబిలిటీ, జ్ఞాన యోగ్యత ఆర్ క్వాలిఫికేషన్ టు స్టడీ శాస్త్ర. హ్యావింగ్ గాట్ దట్ జ్ఞాన యోగ్యత, వన్ హ్యాస్ టు అటైన్ జ్ఞానం ఆల్సో. సో దిస్ ప్రేయర్ ఈస్ మెంట్ ఫర్ ఆస్కింగ్ ఐ వాంట్ జ్ఞానం, ప్రార్థన ఫర్ అటైన్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ జ్ఞానం. నాట్ ఓన్లీ జ్ఞానం, ఐ వాంట్ జ్ఞాన నిష్ట ఆల్సో. జస్ట్ జ్ఞానం విల్ నాట్ గివ్ ఫలం. సో ఐ వాంట్ జ్ఞాన నిష్ట ఆల్సో. అండ్ ఐ డూ దిస్ ప్రేయర్ టు రిమూవ్ ఆల్ ఆబ్స్టికల్స్ వైల్ ఐఎమ్ స్టడీయింగ్ దిస్ ఉపనిషత్. ఆబ్స్టికల్స్ షుడ్ నాట్ కమ్, ప్రతిబంధ షుడ్ నాట్ కమ్. దేర్ ఫోర్ దిస్ ప్రేయర్ chanting helps us to remove all obstacles. And this Upanishad is on the name of Aitareya Rishi. Aitareya has got that name because of his mother. Name is Itara. Itarayaha apatyam puman Aitareyaha. So that Rishi has given this Upanishad. These mantras are heard by those rishi, which comes in Aitareya Brahmanam. It is a huge Brahmanam, Aitareya Brahmanam in Rigveda. That Aitareya, another name is known as Mahidasa. So that Aitareya gave these mantras. Therefore, this Upanishad is called Aitareyopanishad. It is a very small Upanishad containing overall three topics only. Those three topics are Adhyaropa, first topic. Second topic is Samsara Varnanam. Third topic is Mahavakya Vichara. Broadly divided, this Upanishad. Only three topics. Adhyaropa, అపవాద అండ్ సంసార వర్ణనం అండ్ మహావాక్య విచార. దెర్ ఆర్ త్రీ చాప్టర్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఉపనిషత్. ఈచ్ చాప్టర్ హ్యావింగ్ ఫ్యూ మంత్రాస్. ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్ హ్యాస్ గాట్ త్రీ సెక్షన్స్ విత్ 23 మంత్రాస్. Second chapter has got only one section with 6 mantras. Third chapter also has got one section with 4 mantras. 23 mantras, first chapter, 6 mantras in second chapter, 4 mantras in third chapter. Totally 5 sections, 33 mantras. In these chapters, first chapter and third chapter contains the entire Vedantic teaching in a comprehensive manner. The first chapter, the Upanishad presents the Vedantic teaching in 4 stages. We have to see the first chapter onwards. Upanishad presents the teaching in 4 stages in the first chapter. What are those 4 stages? First stage is Srishti, the topic of creation. Srishti Vivaranam or Srishti Vichara, the creation. Then second topic in the first chapter is Praveshaha or Anupraveshaha, entry. Third topic, third stage of teaching is Samsara, Samsara Varnanam. Fourth topic or fourth stage in the first chapter is Mokshaha, Atma Vichara. Now, in the first stage, Srishti topic, Upanishad says, Paramatma enters the Srishti. The Paramatma projecting his Maya Shakti to create this world. Paramatma projecting the Maya Shakti is called Srishti. What do you mean by Srishti? When Paramatma operates, makes his Maya Shakti to function, activate, it is called Srishti. Activation of Maya Shakti of Paramatma is called creation. Activation of Maya Shakti of Paramatma by Paramatma is called creation. Then Pravesha means the same Paramatma, who is the creator of this universe, alone enters the Srishti. Pravesha, Anupravesha. He himself enters the Srishti as an experiencer of the whole world, as though entry. Don't take literally, entry means as though entry. Just like you enter the hall, Paramatma enters the universe. You are not in the hall, therefore you are entering the hall. Your entry is real entry. Paramatma entry cannot be the real entry because Paramatma is all pervading. So how to interpret that entry? Paramatma availability. And the entry word, we have to translate it as availability, upalabdhi. Availability or upalabdhi. Then third stage, after entry, the samsara varnanam happens, comes like this. Having entered in this universe, Paramatma forgets his nature and he gets the jivatvam. Paramatma mistakes himself. Having entered the universe, Paramatma forgets himself and mistakes himself as jiva. First forgets, then mistakes. First forgetting the Paramatma nature. That forgetfulness of Paramatma Swarupam, of Paramatma, leads to a mistake. He miss his Paramatma Swarupam and take himself as jiva, finitude jiva, parichinna jiva, limited jiva. Therefore, create, entry, forgets and mistake. creating first, then entering, next, then forgetting and mistaking. Because of that mistake only samsara begins. That is why samsara. Catching samsari is called samsara. Maya Shakti, activating Maya Shakti became samsari. Srijati, samyak srijati iti, samyak sarati iti samsari. Samsrudhatu, sam upasarga purvaka, srudhatu. Saraswati sa, not Shankarasha. Srudhatu. Samsara means continuous running. In artha, samyak sarati. Continuous running for fulfillment. From morning to night. Jagradavastha to Swapnavastha to Sushupti avastha to again Jagradavastha to Swapnavastha. Not only avasthas, one body to another body, transmigration. Birth after birth after birth after birth. It is called samsara. Samsarati. Restlessly traveling in artham. Restlessly traveling, tired. So, one avastha to another avastha. Because of some punya, somehow, he comes to a guru. Like this example, we have to take how Paramatma has created this universe and entered the universe and forgets himself and mistaking himself. Just like we the wakers, when we go to dream, what we do? I myself create the dream. The waker create the dream. Number one, having created the dream, I the waker myself enter as a dreamer. This is called entry. I the waker myself. Is there a dreamer other than waker? No. So waker himself enters as a dreamer and dream objects. Then forgetting himself as waker. Forgetfulness of waker. After forgetting wakerhood, becomes one with dreamer. Mistaking himself as dreamer. Screaming in the dream. Screaming in the dream. Creator has become the creature. Creator, I the waker, am the creator of my own dream, becomes the creature crying in the dream. Why it happens? Happens, happening, every day happening. And the waker, when he becomes a dreamer, because of that forgetfulness, I am waker, the dream is real. Dream problems are real. Therefore, suffering is also real. For whom? Dream objects, dream suffering also real. For whom? Waker or dreamer? Dreamer. Waker only is the dreamer. Forgetfulness of the wakerhood, mistaking himself as a dreamer, taking the dream as real, sufferings in the dream also real, and suffering, suffering, ring, 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 continuous. Imagine, suppose a guru comes in the dream. Imagine, guru comes in the dream, dreamer guru, no? Guru also a dream. No? He says, you are not dreamer, you are waker. Suppose, guru says, suppose I am telling, okay. The guru says you are not a dreamer, really you are a waker. Therefore, these dream objects and dream sufferings are not real. You have to remember, recover, recognize, discover your wakerhood. I am waker. I have alone created this dream. I myself, waker alone, appearing as a dreamer, dream objects, dream sufferings, they are not separate from me. Therefore, they are all unreal, Guru says, suppose. And this dreamer has got jnanam. What jnanam? I am waker. In dream, okay. In dream, dreamer has got jnanam, I am waker. And dreaming also. Non-waker, I myself am dreamer. The creation of dream is done by me. Suppose he waker. Dreamer recognize, gets the jnanam of wakerhood and seeing the dream. How is it? That waker is not forgetting his wakerhood. He is not mistaking himself as a dreamer. Watching the dream because of Guru's upadesha. Like that, Paramatma, who has mistaken himself as Jivatma and taking this Jivahood as real and suffering, Guru comes Mahata Punya Panyena, because of some Punya. Guru comes early morning, 8:30, and tells, early morning, 8:30. 8:30 is not early morning. For Chennai people, it is early morning, okay? So early morning, suppose Guru comes and tells, you are not a Jiva, you are Paramatma. Jiva, he is the waker. Guru comes and tells to this waker, who is that waker? Who is sitting in the class, the student? Who is thinking himself as Jiva? So that Jiva, who is the Jiva? Waker. The waker Jiva has to understand, I am not the waker Jiva, I am the creator Paramatma. I am the creator Paramatma, I am not the waker. Ange dreamer woken up to wakerhood. Here waker has to woke up. He has to wake up to what? Paramatmahood. Konja confusion a irukkalle. Dreamer is really waker. In dream example, dream is really waker. Here waker is really Paramatma. There dreamer is really waker, I said in Swapna. Now here waker, who is thinking as Jiva, is none other than Paramatma. Guru Upadesha takes place. You are Paramatma, you are not really Jivaha. So who is this waker writing notes, listening the Aitareya Upanishad? Paramatma. Waker is none other than Paramatma. Mistaken Paramatma is waker. Understood waker is Paramatma. Getting the point? Mistaken Paramatma is waker. Understood waker is Paramatma. Mistaken Paramatma is waker. The seeker, waker, seeker, writer, listener, the student. Mistaken Paramatma is the waker, understood waker is Paramatma. Vishvam pashyati karya karinataya swaswami sambandhataha sishyacharyataya tathaiva pitruputradhyatmana bhedataha. Svapne jagrati vaya esha purusho maya paribhramitaha. Paramatma alone playing the role of Sishya. Paramatma alone is playing the role of Guru. Paramatma alone is playing the role of Putra. Paramatma alone is playing the role of Father. Every role Paramatma only playing by forgetting one's nature. Remembering and creating is wonderful. Forgetfulness is the problem. Okay. We should not forget. So, the first section, Ikshana Matrena, Sankalpa Matrena, how the Srishti comes. First, Paramatma created 14 lokas. ఈక్షణ మాత్రేణ లేక సంకల్ప మాత్రేణ చతుర్దశ భువనాన్ని సృజతి. 14 లోకాస్ ఇస్ ద ఫస్ట్ స్టేజ్, ఫాలోడ్ బై లోకపాల సృష్టి. ఫస్ట్ లోక సృష్టి 14 లోకాస్, దెన్ లోకపాల సృష్టి, ఇది దేవతాస్. లోకపాల ఆర్ దేవతా సృష్టి. సూర్య చంద్ర, సూర్య మస్ట్ బి ప్రిసైడెడ్ బై సూర్య దేవత. సూర్య లోక ఈజ్ క్రియేటెడ్, దేవత మస్ట్ బి దేర్, సూర్య దేవత. చంద్ర లోక ఈజ్ క్రియేటెడ్, చంద్ర దేవత మస్ట్ బి దేర్. స్వర్గలోక ఈజ్ క్రియేటెడ్, ఇంద్ర దేవత మస్ట్ బి క్రియేటెడ్. లైక్ దట్ ఈచ్ లోక అండ్ దేవత. సో లోక సృష్టి, లోకపాల సృష్టి. దెన్ శరీర సృష్టి కమ్స్, శరీర సృష్టి, ఆల్ జీవాస్. ఇన్ ది సెకండ్ సెక్షన్ ఓన్లీ అశనా పిపాసా సృష్టి. ఫస్ట్ సెక్షన్ లోక సృష్టి, లోకపాల సృష్టి ఇన్ ద ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్. ఇన్ ద సెకండ్ సెక్షన్ ఓన్లీ అశనా పిపాసా సృష్టి, హంగర్ అండ్ థర్స్ట్ క్రియేషన్, క్రియేషన్ ఆఫ్ హంగర్ అండ్ థర్స్ట్. ఆర్ దిస్ హంగర్ అండ్ థర్స్ట్ మీన్స్ నాట్ నార్మల్ హంగర్ అండ్ థర్స్ట్. అకార్డింగ్ టు ఉపనిషత్స్ హంగర్ మీన్స్ ఆల్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గాన్స్ హ్యావ్ డిజైర్, ఐస్ హ్యావ్ గాట్ డిజైర్ ఆఫ్ సీయింగ్, దట్ ఈస్ హంగర్. సీయింగ్ డిజైర్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ హంగర్. ఇయర్స్ హ్యావ్ గాట్ ద డిజైర్ ఆఫ్ హియరింగ్ sounds, that hunger. Then nose has got the hunger of smelling, desire to smell, is called hunger, hunger of that nose. Tongue also has got the desire to taste. Tongue's hunger is what? Taste, I want to taste, I want to taste. Similarly, this mind also, touch also, is called hunger. Pasi daham. అంతే కన్ను పాకణం పాకణం అని తోండ్రది ఇల్లయో, అదిదా పసి, దాహం పసి. దేర్ ఫోర్ ద కామ మేక్స్ దిస్ పర్సన్ కర్త. దిస్ డిజైర్ టు సీ, మైండ్ ఈస్ దేర్ బిహైండ్, ఇట్ డిజైర్స్ టు సీ త్రూ ద ఐస్. సో కర్త ఇట్ బికమ్స్ సీయర్. సీయింగ్ డిజైర్ మేక్స్ దిస్ జీవా యాజ్ సీయర్, కర్త. Hearing desire makes this jiva as hearer, karta, the doer of action. Why doer of action? Because I want to see, I want to hear, I want to taste, I want to smell, the desire. I want to think. All these desires are the only reason, the cause to makes me to become a karta. Otherwise, how can I become karta? Chumma irindhi sukham periyalamo illiyo. Irukkamata kaalu kai chumma irukkad. Hand and legs won't sit quietly. This person, elundru, elundru, go here and there, do this and that. The desire. So this is the section. Then third section, anna srishti. Once ashana pipasa are there, ఇంద్రియమ్స్ హ్యావ్ గాట్ దట్ డిజైర్, దట్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ మస్ట్ బి క్రియేటెడ్. విషయా, ఇంద్రియ విషయాస్ మస్ట్ బి క్రియేటెడ్. దేర్ ఫోర్ అన్న సృష్టి డన్ బై ది పరమాత్మ, ఇంద్రియాణి ఇంద్రియ విషయా. దెన్ రొటీన్ వర్క్, జస్ట్ యాజ్ ద వేకర్ అలోన్ టేక్స్ ది అవతార ఆఫ్ డ్రీమర్. వేకర్, now you are waker or dreamer in the class? Waker. Yesterday night you got dream. You the waker alone take an avatara. What avatara? Swapna avatara. Swapna purusha avatara I have taken. First, this must be very clear. The waker alone is the dreamer. Is there any other person came in the dream differently from outside? No. So the waker alone taken the avatar of dreamer. Clear? Nothing is there. Whatever appearing in the dream to the waker is because of forgetfulness of wakerhood, mistaking himself as a dreamer, mistaking the dream objects that which he has projected in the dream as real. These are all happening. If you understand this example thoroughly, you understand the waker's hood, which is false, mistaken status of Paramatma. Wakerhood, now you are waker. Wakerhood is a mistaken Paramatma status. This mistake happening because of what? Forgetfulness of Paramatma nature. This forgetfulness is because of ajnanam. Why this happens? Why this is happening? Better, instead of asking why this has happened, how to break this ajnanam, you have to ask. How to break this ajnana, you have to ask. Not how it is happening. Happening, that's all. How to break this shackle? This ajnana, this forgetfulness, this mistake, how to break this? This is the question I have to. Instead of asking the question, how to break this sorrow, how to break this Janana Marana Chakra, people are wasting their time. How this creation has happened, how we are all created. Intelligent people never work for that. Intelligent people work for how to remove this sorrow. If you remove this sorrow, all answers, all questions are answered. How this creation has happened, why it happened, what is the reason, all answers are hidden here. Once I remove my ajnanam, all those questions are also answered. Instead of removing this ajnanam, people are doing what? Who created the world? God created the world. Where is God? He is in Swarga. How is Swarga? How? All these are unnecessary waste of time. Shastra says, first know your real nature. Who you are? Who is questioning? Who is questioning? Who is God? Where is God? What is Swarga? Why it is happening? Why? What are all these problems? Instead of asking, inquiring into that, first questioner must be questioned. Questioner must be questioned, inquired into. This is what Shastra is asking. How to inquire? Through Guru Upadesha Dwara, Upanishadic teaching Dwara. Therefore, in this, I the waker is none other than Paramatma. So, in this portion, important mantras are also we have to note. Page 19, the first mantra, Atma va idameka eva asit, nanyat kinchena mishat. Very important mantra. Paramatma, Srishti, Vikshanam, before that, Shruti presents. Next page also, first half, the first word. Sa iman lokan asrujata. This is also important word in this mantra. 21st page, the first word. Sa iman lokan asrujata. What are all created? Ambho, Marichi, all those things. Then next mantra, Saikshata kathamnu idam madrute syaditi anupravesha. Page number 36, important mantra, 11th mantra, anupravesha shruti. It continues next also, how Paramatma has entered. In 38, page number 12th mantra, Sa etameva simanam vidarya etaya dvara prapadyata. The entry mantra. This is called entry mantra. Anupravesha mantra. 1312. Page number 38. Then they got knowledge. Guru has come and advised you study Aitareya Upanishad. Or Mundaka Upanishad, Kena, Kata, Taittiriya, all Upanishad you study, you understand. That next important mantra, sajato abhivaikshat. Bhuta, bhutan abhivaikshat. So, after, this is called apavada. Srishti is called adhyaropa. Now he is negating apavada. This is also Mahavakya of Aitareya. Yetameva purusham brahma. In that mantra, 13th mantra, Yetameva purusham brahma tata mama pashyat, tata mama pashyat, tatamam apashyat. So he has got the knowledge, atma jnanam. This is the way apavada we say. Srishti is called adhyaropa. There is no real srishti. It is called apavada. Dream srishti is adhyaropa. Dreams is srishti is not there is apavada. Similarly here also, Paramatma srishti is called adhyaropa. Paramatma has mistaken himself as jiva, recognized later as Paramatma by Guru's Upadesha. See, Paramatma himself need Guru Upadesha. This is called fun. Paramatma himself, Vekar himself projected the creation. Having created the world, he has forgotten as Paramatma nature. Thinking himself as jiva, I have punya, I have papa, I have to do lot of parihara. I have lot of doshas, shani dosha, rahu dosha, puja dosha, sarpa dosha, lot of doshas, naga dosha. Sarpa dosha means naga dosha. I have got 7.5 years shani dosha. Who? Paramatma. Once you forget your nature, errors are many. So somehow, because of some punya, some people come to recognize their Paramatma nature. That some jivas still not recognizing their Paramatma nature. Why? Punya paripakam has not come. Janma janma punya you have to accumulate and come to the Guru. Slow, just like that you cannot come to Aitareya Upanishad class. Now you understand? You are thinking, now I am retired. I am coming to Vedanta class. I am spending my day-to-day life now very meaningfully, very usefully, purposefully. Just you are thinking. But Shastra telling, it is not a time pass you are coming. You have struggled a lot in Janma Janmas. So many Janmas you have struggled. And you have come this vasana, the interest, the desire to study Shastra. Something pulls you to the class. We do not know what pulls. As a Puro Janma Samskara pulls you to that class. You may think little months, nalla, I am spending my time in a good manner. You are thinking, no, the jiva, he was struggling a lot. I want to come out of this samsara. The desire is so intense inside. That's why somehow or other you are rushing here. That is a punya. In the second section, another mantra, moksha mantra also is there. 40th page, you see, page 40, he gives another mantra. The etameva simanam vidariya. Apram, this is called moksha mantra in 40th page, 13th mantra. 13th mantra, 40th page is moksha mantra. We call it as moksha mantra. 1313. Sajataha onwards, abhivaikhyata shravana manana kritavan ityarthaha. Abhivaikhyata means shravanam mananam kritavan. Paramatma is karanam, anatma prapancha is karyam, including this body mind complex. Paramatma taking this body mind complex as jiva, real, but after knowledge, recognize Paramatma is karanam, anatmas, deha, mana, prapancha, everything is karyam. Gold alone is real. Bangle is unreal. Clear? Gold alone is real. Bangle is unreal. Why? Bangle is a product. Karyam. Product can never exist separate from its cause, karanam, gold. Similarly, the prapancha, the shariram, manas, buddhi, chitta, ahankara, all these are all products, like bangle. Products cannot exist separate from its cause, the paramatma. So, paramatma alone given a different name. Mistaken Paramatma is matter, understood matter is Paramatma. You can present this way also. Mistaken Paramatma is matter, body, mind, complex, the world. Understood world, understood matter, body, mind is Paramatma. Only shifting, mistaken to understood. First, mistaken, forgotten, mistaken and struggling. Now what is we are doing? Understanding. Moksha means what now? Understanding. Jivan Mukti. Mokshamu galada bhuvilo jivan mukti gani varalaku. So this is called jivan mukti. Now you have to drop the idea of jivan mukti, something else. Jivan mukti means something else. That idea we have to drop. Dropping the notion. Mukti means something else. What is Mukti now? Tell me. Are you clear? It must be crystal clear. Mistaken Paramatma is Jivatma, the waker. Understood waker is Paramatma. I am the Atma, consciousness, existence, principle. This is called Jivan Mukti. And Nishtha means what? Understanding this truth, there is nothing is required other than understanding, is called Nishtha. What do you mean by Nishtha, Jnana Nishtha? Understanding this Paramatma alone is appearing as waker. This Paramatma mistaken himself as waker. Now understood waker is Paramatma. Other than this understanding, nothing is required. Understanding that, other than understanding, nothing is required, is called moksha, jnana nishtha. Otherwise, you have a trip again and again, like tourism madri. People go on and on and on. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. Punarapi janani jathare shayanam. Non-stop. Aidi Paramatma really born? Dreamer is really born? Not. Similarly, Aidi Paramatma is not born really. Matter modifications are going on in me, the Paramatma Chaitanyam. I am not born. I have not entered really. In me, the matter is fluctuating. In me, the Paramatma Chaitanyam, matter, Maya, Shakti is getting some modifications, that's all. But when those modifications are going, I am taking them as real. Simple example, what is that? When you are seeing the serial, serial becomes serious. Serial on the screen, you forget the screen, serial becomes serious. Once you forget the Paramatma screen, the jivas, the serial, episode after episode, kada kadaya, serial, serious side. My mother-in-law, my father-in-law, my brother-in-law, serial. This is called serial. So, serious serial. Why? I have forgotten Paramatma screen. And going to that Mahatma and this Mahatma, that temple and this temple, asking, please bless me, please bless me, please bless me. How long you are asking? Bhagavan also tired of blessing. Paramatma asking blessing for Paramatma. Enna swamini adhaane vishayam maya. So koham anneha vava dishate, what is there other than me? Paramatma, what is there other than me, the Paramatma? So therefore, utility of this world, utility of the body, utility of the mind never proves they are real. Dream water is having utility. Dream food is having utility. Therefore, can you say they are real? They are real only in dream. Similarly, this waker, what are all things we are using, are useful only in wakinghood. Even they are not useful in dream. This waker food, waker water cannot be useful in dream. Dream hunger, dream thirst. Sleepler illavey illa. Enna periya reality? Godapada says in Mandukya Karika. Therefore, saprayojanata tesham vipratipadyate, Godapada says. Therefore, now this jnani, jiva, recognized himself as Paramatma. What is the name? Indraha. Etameva purusham brahma tatam apashyat tatam tatamama pashyat idantaya ishyate iti indraha. Title. Indra title. Idantaya drishyate iti indraha. This Paramatma idam. Indra means idam idi. Draha means parpadu, jnanam. Iduvaga parpadu, indraha. Nane brahmanda, nane paramatmada. Once I recognize, what is my title? Indraha, idam, draha, indraha. This is the teaching in the first chapter. Second chapter, samsara of jiva because of self-forgetfulness. Samsara varnanam. Pitru shariram. Jiva resides as chidabhasa in pitru shariram. First, jiva as chidabhasa resides in the matru shariram. Second avastha. Trayam avasatha. Three avasthas. Then, swashariram. Later, Anya Shariram, another father's body. So four stages. Three Janmas. Pitru Shariram is first Janma. Matru Shariram is second Janma. After taking Swashariram, entering into another father's body is third Janma. So as long as I have sense of this Sukshma Shariram, mind, feelings, emotions, all these, you take it as real, you are in samsara. I feel I am entrenched. I am entrenched in samsara. That feeling is there. Body is real, mind is real, emotions are real. Real, oh real. So all bodies are in me, I have to say. I am not in the body. All bodies are in me. Who said like this? Vamadeva. Vamadeva said that we have to, in that Vamadeva mantra, Garbhe, page number 58. This is also very important mantra, sample mantra. Atma Jnananiki sample mantra, part 58, page number 5th mantra, Taduktam Rishina. Garbhenu Shayanaha Vamadevaha. I am a free bird. Vamadeva says, residing in Garbha itself, he says, I have broken these shackles from in my mother's womb itself. Garbhe Shayanaha son Shena. That bird, once it goes out of that cage, it says, I am free. Similarly, Vamadeva recognize, I am Vamadeva because of Puro Janma Samskara in mother's womb itself, before Swashariram, in Matru Shariram itself, Vamadeva recognize. That is the way of understanding, I am not Jivatma, I am Paramatma. So Vamadeva says, I am like a free bird. This is the essence of second chapter. So we have to remember Vamadeva all the time. Vamadeva has got Paramatma Jnanam in mother's womb itself. We have to get at least in the Swashariram. Not in mother's womb. At least in the Swashariram before going to another father's body. We have to claim or not? We have to claim. After coming to this body also we won't claim. What is the use of studying about Vamadeva? Vamadeva ku munnadi oka step extra eduthukalame paravaalla swashariram la avadu varaname vamadevan maadhiri amma vayathula irukkumbodhe vanda nanna irukum varala ipo avadu varanam illaya ipo kuda postpone panninde irukom namma we are managing not to understand In spite of that Guru telling again and again, you are Paramatma, you the waker Jivatma is only like a dream. That is why Mandukya Kara Bhashya Gaudapada Acharya says, there are two dreams. Waker forgetting fakerhood and becoming dreamer is one dream. Waker forgetting wakerhood and becoming dreamer is one dream. What is second dream? Waker forgetting himself as Paramatma. Paramatma forgetting himself and taking himself as waker, looking at this world as real. Waking world is also another type of dream. Paramatma forgetting his Paramatma nature is another dream. Mistaking himself as waker is another dream. Rendavadu dream idi. Ippu class when it is going on? Second dream la going on. Class is going on in second dream. Swamini, this is too much. That is why I said, imagine if a guru comes in the dream and tells the dreamer, you are not the dreamer, you are the waker. అది ఫస్ట్ డ్రీమ్ లో ఇప్పుడు సెకండ్ డ్రీమ్ లో కూడా గురు హుడ్ ఈజ్ డ్రీమ్ శిష్య హుడ్ ఈజ్ డ్రీమ్ దిస్ శిష్య హుడ్ ఈజ్ డ్రీమ్ గురు హుడ్ ఈజ్ డ్రీమ్ ద టీచింగ్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో హ్యాపెనింగ్ ఇన్ డ్రీమ్ ఇది సెకండ్ డ్రీమ్ పరమాత్మ ఈజ్ టాకింగ్ టు పరమాత్మ ద గురు హూ హ్యాస్ రికగ్నైజ్డ్ హీజ్ పరమాత్మ నేచర్ Who has recognized his Paramatma nature, telling his student who is still taking himself or herself as Jiva, telling to that Jiva, you are not Jiva, you are Paramatma. Nice? Yeah, I am enjoying. I hope you are also enjoying. The whole thing is second dream now. This is second dream. నమ్మవే ముడియలియా స్వామిని అన్న డ్రీమ్లో ఇరుకుర వరకు డ్రీమ్ సత్యం దా అంగే కూడా కొంచెం నాళ్ ఆహం అంగే డ్రీమ్లో గురు వరువానా చొల్లువానా నమ్మ జ్ఞానం వరద అదని ముడియాదు చుమ్మా చొన్న అంగే ఇమాజినేషన్ ఇది ఇమాజినేషన్ ఇల్లే ఇది సత్యం ఓకే ఇన్ ద డ్రీమ్లో సెకండ్ డ్రీమ్లో టీచింగ్ ఈజ్ మిథ్యా మేబీ బట్ రికగ్నైజింగ్ పరమాత్మ ఈజ్ సత్యం ప్రాతిభాసిక సత్యం టు వ్యావహారిక సత్యం యు వేక్ అప్ వ్యావహారిక సత్యం టు పారమార్థిక సత్యం యు హావ్ టు వేక్ అప్ ప్రాతిభాసిక సత్యం టు వ్యావహారిక సత్యం ఫ్రమ్ డ్రీమ్ టు వేకర్ హుడ్ యు హావ్ ఓకెన్ అప్ ఇన్ ద జాగ్రత్త అవస్థ నౌ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ జాగ్రత్త అవస్థ యు హావ్ టు వేక్ అప్ టు యువర్ పారమార్థిక నేచర్ That is why, according to Shastra, this is slumber. This is also a type of sleep. What sleep this is? Ajnana sleep. You are in, Ajnanam means you are in sleep. In sleep only dream comes. This point is also important. In sleep only dream comes. What is the condition for getting dream? What is the condition for getting dream? Sleep. Now, what is the condition to forget the Paramatmahood? Ajnana sleep. Ajnana angara sleep moolama. I have forgotten my Paramatma nature. Mistaken myself as Jivatma. Because in Ajnana Nidra. Ajnana Nidra leads to the second dream. Ajnana Nidra is the cause for second dream. That is Vyavaharika Satyam. Normal Nidra is cause for that Pratibhasika Satyam Swapnam. Normal Nidra is the cause for Pratibhasika Swapnam. Vyavaharika Ajnana Nidra is the cause for Paramarthika Satyam. Vyavaharika Nidra Rupa Ajnanam is the cause for mistaking myself as Jiva. I hope I am communicating. Now come to the third chapter, Mahavakya. Third chapter, this here also, the teaching presented in four stages. I am Prajnanam. First stage. I am Prajnanam means I am consciousness. Samgnanam, Vijnanam, Prajnanam comes. Here Prajnanam, I am consciousness means what? Abhautikatvam, Adrishyatvam, Nirgunatvam. I am not having any guna. Avikaratvam, no vikara. Anagama payitvam. Aidi Prajnanam Brahma is not coming and going. Nirgunaha, Nirvikaraha, Aham. Now all thoughts, Prajnanam means what? All thoughts, every thought existing in consciousness. Every wave existing in water. Every wave is nothing but water. Every thought represents consciousness water. Consciousness is not water. Consciousness is like water. Water like consciousness la. Waves like thoughts are appearing. Water like consciousness la. In that water like consciousness, waves like thoughts are rising and disappearing. Rising and disappearing. So every wave proves what? Every wave proves the existence of water. Every thought proves the existence of consciousness. You like this statement? Every wave proves the existence of or the presence of water. Every thought, similarly, every thought, every second which is rising proves the existence of consciousness. There is no thought without consciousness. Don't search for consciousness. Where is consciousness? Every thought proves consciousness. Non-variable consciousness. Then second stage, I the consciousness am Brahman. Prajnanam means consciousness. Brahma. I the consciousness am Brahman. Second stage, Prajnanam Brahma. I am not the part of the body, product of the body, property of the body. I, the consciousness, am pervading inside the body, outside the body, enlivens the body. I, the consciousness, is blessing the body-mind complex. Without body-mind complex, I am not available. The surviving consciousness is not available for transaction. Therefore, Prajnanam Brahma. I am Prajnanam Brahma, the boundless Brahman. Third stage, Remembering this first chapter, Brahman alone appearing as Karya Prapancha Jivas. Remembering that first chapter, he has got Jnanam. Paramatma has entered, Paramatma has forgotten, mistaken, he got the Guru, understood. We have to remember this in third chapter also. Prajnanam Brahma, I have forgotten myself. Previously, before coming to Swamini's class, I was thinking I am staying in Alvarpet, I am staying in Mylapur, I am staying in T. Nagar, I am staying in Besant Nagar, I am staying in Adayar, I am staying in Thiruvanmayur. Now what I have to say? Thiruvanmayur is staying in me. Adayar is staying in me. T. Nagar is staying in me. Mylapur is staying in me only. I am not staying in that. I am everywhere. This is the understanding. So, Brahman is all. Brahman alone is appearing as Karya Prapancha. Brahman is all. Third stage. Fourth stage is what? Since Brahman is all, since Brahman I am all. Prajnanam Brahma. Prajnanam Brahma Ahamasmi. Prajnanam Brahma is all-pervading. Therefore, I am all-pervading. Since I am Prajnanam Brahma, I am all-pervading. All-pervading also. All-pervading. All, no, I am not small, but I am all. I am not small, Jiva. I am all the Paramatma, Prajnanam, Brahma, Ahamasmi, Ahamasmi, Brahma, Ahamasmi. This is the Mahavakya, Prajnanam, Brahma. So, I am consciousness, I the consciousness am Brahman, the Brahman is all, therefore I am all. With this, Aitareya Upanishad is over. Who am I now? I am Prajnanam Brahma. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.